Ever pinch pennies all year for that one family vacation, only to feel the budget blues afterwards? If so, I was just like you. After three vacationless years, I stumbled on credit card rewards travel and cracked the code to amazing vacations that I could actually afford.
Welcome to Wonderland on Points. In this podcast, you will discover how opening credit cards strategically can save you thousands on travel. We're not just dreamers anymore. We're two adventurous moms turning dreams into reality. Join us as we spill all the points and miles secrets.
And contrary to popular belief, you don't have to spend $1 million to earn 1 million points. Traveling on credit card points isn't reserved for those with overflowing bank accounts. It's for everyday people like you and me, learning to turn routine expenses into free travel.
Consider us your points travel guides. This is Wonderland on Points. Let the adventure begin. Welcome back to Wonderland on Points. We are so glad you're here. And today we are talking about all kinds of huge changes, especially if you have or are interested in having an American Express Platinum card, which is kind of the OG and, in my mind, the most elite of all the cards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I remember the American Platinum card as like people I worked for had this card. They're, you know, lawyers, like high profile. And I was like, this card, I will never be a person that has this card. These people are paying off $75,000 bills every month in full. I don't know. It's weird to me to think that I could even be in the category of people who have this card. But that's what Points and Miles does. It makes you realize everyone can have any card if they can maximize the benefits properly.
That's right. It's not just a rich people card. It's a savvy person card who knows the value of things. And this card probably has more value than any other card out there. So it is not a low annual fee. This one is definitely one that takes some deep breaths before you make this decision. But it has had, well, it had a $595 annual fee. It had a $595 annual fee when my husband first applied for it. Then it chased to $695, and now it is up to $895. But we're going to get into it, and we're going to tell you what the benefits are and whether or not it could be a good fit for you. We'll give you all the information, and you can decide if it can work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I still do not have this card. And even though the benefits sound thrilling to me and I know it's a fantastic card, at this point in my journey and in my budget, I don't have room for a $900 annual fee. And that's completely okay. So I think a lot of times people will hear about cards and hear about annual fees, and we talk about offsetting the cost. And this is very true. The cost can be offset. The benefits do outweigh it. But you still have to wrap your head around, do I have $900 extra when this annual fee hits to be spending? Is that going to throw my entire budget off? And I want to caution people against FOMO and shiny card syndrome. If this is not a fit for you, that's okay. There are plenty of amazing cards out there. I also want to encourage people to be planning ahead for their annual fees and putting money aside in their budgets in order to not be shocked when that hits your account and then you're left scrambling. So that was just, I felt moved by the spirit to say that right off the top here.
Yes. And this is a card that only technically my husband is the card holder. He's the primary card holder. I am not an authorized user on this card. Obviously, it's joint. I use it. I use most of the credits on this card. So I feel like it's my card. But it's not a card that we will have two of at the same time. Absolutely not. We're not paying for that annual fee twice. And I don't think we would be able to maximize as many benefits if we both had that card. So it's a only one member of our family at a time will ever hold this card. And it's never been a card that we thought we would hold on to forever. We were like, as long as we are adding up the benefits, seeing if it still serves us, works for us, and if I can get a retention offer, and I have gotten multiple retention offers. So it's just somehow worked out that we've kept it for about 5 years now. I don't know if we will keep it forever, but let's get into it. One thing of note that is kind of lucky for our family is it just happened to be when my husband applied for it, his annual fee just hit in the past week. That means he is paying the old annual fee, the $695, but all the new benefits started September 18th. So for literally a whole year, for about as long as you possibly could, he gets all of the new benefits for the old annual fee. So that's pretty exciting. And that's definitely a reason that we did not even question it this year. Definitely the value is here for us this year. But we're going to get into why the value is really here for everybody. So the annual fee went up $200. It was $695. Now it's $895. All of these, we're going to go through the credits here right now. But I'm going to tell you right off the top, one of the new credits is $400 through Resi credits. If you have an Amex Gold card, you are somewhat familiar with Resi credits already because we get $50 in January to June, and then July through December, we get another $50. Now with the Amex Platinum, you get $400 and it's quarterly. So it's $100 a quarter. So basically you can go out to eat at least once a quarter if it's a really, you know, big bill or more than once, but you get $100 each quarter. That's $400. The annual fee went up by $200. Already, I have gained $200 more in the good. So this is why I am not, I put a poll on my Instagram, like who is excited about this? Who is like, I'd rather less benefits, but have the annual fee be less. And still, even though I think there's huge value here, 43% of people said they were happy about it. 57% said, I would have rather kept the old annual fee and less benefits. So it's still a mixed basket for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that these are some of the better benefits that I've seen on any card. These are very usable. They don't have a lot of hoops to jump through like a lot of card benefits do. So I guess that kind of surprises me. But also, these might be people who don't go out to eat often. So they're like, well, I wasn't going to spend that money anyways. I will now that I have the credit, but this is just making me spend more money I wasn't already going to spend. So I guess I can understand both sides of this. What I think we should do, because it's been a very, very, very since we've talked about this card. In fact, I think we talked about this card with Ryan from Profits and Points. And that was right at the beginning of our baby podcast. So for everybody, why don't you go through the credits that this card already has and still has? And then we can go through the new credits.
Okay, so here are the old credits that still exist because no credits went away. We only added credits with this refresh. So $200 of Uber Cash. If people have the Amex Gold, you are familiar with Uber Cash. A little bit different with the Platinum, you get $15 of Uber Cash each month and $20 in December. There is an airline fee credit that's $200. You have to pick one airline, and then it is not just $200 to buy your flights. It's things like if you paid for luggage on the plane or if you paid for Wi-Fi on the plane, the little small fees that add up, you get up to $200 of those fees every year. I have Southwest as my designated airline. I may look to change it because I'm flying less Southwest these days, but the taxes and fees, anytime I buy a Southwest flight and I had to pay taxes and fees, I use the Amex Platinum card and those get covered. It's a nice little credit that I do use. There's a $209 Clear Plus credit. So you get a Clear Plus membership. My husband has really enjoyed having Clear. There was already a digital entertainment credit. That credit is still here. That pays for, like, if you have a Hulu membership, which my family uses Hulu and ESPN, we pay for it with our Platinum card, and it takes off. It was taking off $20 every month. That credit did change. It increased. So now you get $25 every month. So it comes into $60 more a year. And that is something that we were already spending. So that's a great credit for us that naturally we use. You get a Walmart Plus membership. That's something that I did not have before we had our Amex Platinum, but I've come to really appreciate it. And I use it all the time, all the time. So I like having Walmart Plus. That was already a benefit. It's still a benefit. You have a $300 Equinox credit. That was a benefit before. That's a benefit we have never actually used, probably still won't use, but it's still there. You have a $100 Saks credit, Saks Fifth Avenue. That's always been broken up into $50 semi-annually. It is not money I would have spent otherwise, but I do use the credit, so $100 to Saks. You had also a $200 travel credit. We will address that one because that's another one that changed. So you had that credit. There's still a credit, but it's changed. This card earns you 5x points on flights that are booked directly with airlines, which I really like. You don't just have to book through Amex Travel like most of the other cards. The elite travel cards make you book through their travel partners. You can book straight through whatever airline you're flying on and still earn points. That's really the only everyday spending. Not even everyday spending. That's the only time we use this card pretty much all year, unless I'm cashing in an Amex offer. I use it for the things that we have benefits for that are offset, like our Hulu, because we have the entertainment benefit. That's it. Flights and the benefits. So we don't put much spend on this card at all. We just use it for all the benefits.
That's so funny. I actually had to Google what Equinox is while you were talking. It's a gym spa place for anybody that didn't know. They have not a ton of locations. There's none in my city, but there are some online things that you could take advantage of with that credit. So
yeah, I think digital it's membership.
Yeah, I think it's probably similar to like the Peloton membership.
For sure.
Videos and workouts and stuff. Not something I would probably take advantage of either, but I just thought people might want to know what it was.
Yeah. It's also a card that gets you lounge access. So you have Centurion lounge access, but it's really only the cardholder. So we have not used a lot of the lounge access brought to our family by this card because it's really just for my husband. 10 complimentary Delta Sky Club visits when you are flying on an eligible Delta flight. Priority Pass Select membership and enrollment is required. So there's a lot of lounge benefits that you can look into on this card as well.
Amazing. All right, now the fun part, we get to get into the increased benefits. So I will list the benefits and then you can dive into any notes about them, the changes, anything we need to know about using them. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. First one is our hotel credit, which increased to $600 per year for hotel bookings via Amex Travel. So this has doubled the previous credit, which was $300 a year. What do we need to know about this one? Oh.
Yeah, it's actually tripled it. It was $200 a year. And now it's $300 each half of the year. So this was a massive change for the better. I mean, this is exciting. $300 now, January to June, and then $300 July to December. What I like, so we have used this credit pretty much every year we've had the card except for one. But for us, we have used it at Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts, which I love that program. I love that you can use it on just a one-night stay because a lot of the other elite travel cards, to get whatever travel credit it is, sometimes you have to have a two-night stay. And even just to access the benefits of that Fine Hotels and Resorts program, only having the one-night stay and you get free breakfast, you get a $100 credit at the property. I mean, it's pretty exciting. So I like this credit, but I have to use it generally on a getaway for my husband and I. I haven't used it because we don't stay at a lot of nicer hotels with the kids. So we like this perk to treat ourselves if and when we can get away for a night to a really nice hotel and enjoy all the luxurious benefits. So I hope that I can max out this credit. Realistically, can my husband and I get away for a night together twice a year? Probably not. I'll be lucky to do it once. But I mean, we could use this with our kids. We just haven't yet. So I'm excited to dive into it. In my mind, when I try to add up the benefits of the card, I'm being conservative with how much I think I'm going to be able to use. So in my mind, I'm almost thinking, okay, I may only get to use this once. We'll see. Our kids are in school year round. We work full-time jobs. We are not full-time travelers. A lot of people who travel a lot for business, maybe you can absolutely use both of these credits, both half of the year. You'll be able to use those no problem. It's a great credit. For us, I'm thinking, all right, let me at least try to get it one of the credits, the $300. And already that's more because last year it was only $200 for the whole year. So super excited about this hotel credit.
Yeah, that's a huge change. I also need everybody to know that I'm not bad at math. The paper that I was looking at just said that last year it was $300. So I feel like I needed to say that. Yeah, this, I mean, even just for a staycation, I think that's what I like about that is that idea that you can just get away for a night, barely costing you anything, if it costs you anything at all. And I think that's a great way to use that and to really maximize the benefit. I also like that you say that you're conservative when you add up the benefits, because you can, you know, see online people are like, well, it's an $895 annual fee, but it's $3,500 worth of benefits and perks. Okay, let's be realistic. What are you actually going to use? I mean, I feel right. like sometimes those numbers can be a little misleading.
For sure.
Okay, so next is, as you already kind of hit on, the Resi credit. So now it's $400 a year, $100 a quarter. And this is amazing because whereas the Resi credit on the Amex Gold is probably not going to cover your entire meal for two, this one potentially could, which makes it a lot more exciting to me. And you can typically find a Resi restaurant just about anywhere. Now, I only have one in my area, but one is not zero.
True. I know. I think in my town, there's two of them. But if you travel, if you go to any big cities, DC, there's just tons of them, New York City, Chicago, you know, when you're traveling, you can definitely find them if mm-hmm. you don't have one, you know, in whatever small town USA you're living in.
Yeah, for sure. Just don't use them the day before that they expire, because you will accidentally trigger the following quarter's credit. It should be noted that we have some experimentation going on right now about whether you can buy a gift card from a restaurant and trigger the Resi credit. So we will report back to you when we get the outcome of this study that we are in.
Yeah,
involved
I'm excited
in.
About that, because I know there are a lot of people out here who do say, look, I live in a small town. I'm not going to be able to do this. But if you thought, oh, but this year my family is planning a trip to New York City, and maybe you could, I don't know if you could buy one over the phone, a gift card, I don't know, on a website for a restaurant in New York City. Like if there was some way that you could buy gift cards and trigger this credit, then when you go travel, you have all these gift cards to use for your food. So I think that's a cool possibility. So we're going to get confirmation on it. We don't want to get you too excited. But mm-hmm. in general, remember, these Resi credits are very easy to use because, let me explain also, in case you don't know what Resi is, it's a reservation platform. So you mm-hmm. are making dinner reservations. However, what we love about it that we figured out is you don't actually have to make a reservation at all.
Nope.
If it is a restaurant that is featured on the Resi platform, you can just go eat there and pay with your card at any given time without a reservation, and it will trigger that Resi credit. So that's why it feels so easy to use.
Yes, 1,000%. Very good credit. Love it. Moving on. This one's kind of fun. For those of us who only have owned secondhand Lululemon or tend to go with the lower budget option, Fabletics, which sponsor this podcast, Fabletics, I love you so much. But, you know, today we're talking about Lululemon. There is now a $300 a year Lululemon credit. Now, it's broken up into quarters again, I believe, just like a lot of these. But you could get one nice item for $75. Okay, guys, we'll be right back to the episode in a second, but we have to talk about one of our very special and wonderful sponsors, Card Pointers. Okay, so you know when you're like standing at checkout and you're trying to remember which card gives you bonus points for which things, like grocery stores, or maybe you're at a CVS and you just panic and grab one and use it, and then you leave and later realize like, ah, I had 5X at that store. I had 3X at that store. I used the wrong card, and you just have a total panic moment.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Well, that is a thing of the past because you have Card Pointers in your phone, or if you don't, you're about to. And they just dropped version 7. It's like they took everything that we already loved about optimizing credit card rewards and they gave it superpowers.
Yes. So many of you guys have heard us talking about Card Pointers for quite some time now, but they have a whole new update. So it's really exciting. And if you were not already on board, now is the time, because this is the app that tells you exactly which card to use to maximize your everyday spending. Apple has a lot of new intelligence things, and card pointers is so on top of it. They already have that integrated. You can literally tap Ask AI or just tell Siri, ask card pointers, and literally get an answer right away. So when you're at Target, you can ask your phone, which card should I use? And instantly, it's going to know about, say, your Chase Freedom's rotating categories or any Amex offers or anything. You know, whatever store you're at, it is going to know that and it's going to recommend it to you.
Yes. Version 7 of card pointers is absolutely insane. And if you have the latest iOS, iOS 26, you will get all of those aesthetic liquid glass features, which is just so stunning and beautiful to look at, not to mention all of the AI stuff you already mentioned. But there's even more in version 7 that I'm obsessed with. I love the brilliant offer streak chart that helps you maximize those amazing Amex and Chase targeted offers. We've already talked about how basically on accident, I've activated a ton of Amex and Chase offers and then used them without even tracking them. But I have to be completely honest, guys. Sometimes I forget to go to the website and auto add my offers. What I love about this offer streak chart is that it gives me a visual to be staying on top of remembering to go to the website. It literally takes 5 seconds. I don't know why it's not a habit for me to do, but this visual is going to help me stay on top of that, which means I'm just going to be absolutely maximizing the offers that I'm triggering because they are always going to be added to my cards where they belong.
Couple other things real quick. If you are an Apple Watch person, the Watch app now automatically shows nearby stores. So no more wondering if that, you know, random coffee shop is going to code as a restaurant for your Sapphire. If you have an iPad or a Mac user, they've added extensive keyboard shortcuts so you can switch between user profiles, filter offers, basically navigate the entire app without touching the screen. And then they've solved one of the biggest pet peeves, and that's that you can now mark the cards that you have loaded into card pointers. You can mark them as primary versus authorized user because you need to know the benefits are different. It matters for strategy. So card pointers is always thinking they are about maximizing every single point that you can earn. Version 7 still keeps taking that mission to the next level. I love that they are on top of updates. Go to cardpointers.com/wonderlandonpoints. You will get our discount. We also have it in the show notes. All right, let's get back to the show. Yeah, so I went on there today. I have never owned anything Lululemon ever. I am brand new to Lululemon. I haven't been living under a rock. I know that it has been very popular for a long time, especially if you have teenage girls or young adult girls. They want tons of Lululemon. So I'm really excited about this credit. This is one that obviously $300 a year that I was not already spending, at least not on this brand of leggings. I guess I did buy some leggings every year. So there was some amount of money I was going to throw towards some leggings each year. But I'm excited to try them. I went online, and this is why we wanted to get this episode out super quick for you guys. This is a quarterly credit, $75 a quarter. The same should be said about the Resi. We did not mention this, but same thought here. Right now, it is still September. As this episode releases, it is still September. That is the quarter that goes with July, August, September. So if you right now enroll in your benefit, you have to enroll first on the Amex Platinum website or in your app. You must enroll. Go ahead and spend $75 at Lululemon. Go out to eat for your $100 because come October 1st, these benefits are going to reset again. So for this first year, actually, instead of $400 at Resi, technically, if you squeeze it in here in the next little bit before October 1st, you could get $500 this year. Mm-hmm. And with Lululemon, you'll get $375 worth of credit. So I went on there today. I bought my first pair of leggings, super excited to try them. They were $115 and the credit's only $75. But because I had never signed up on their website before, I got 15% off. So that brought it down to about $100. And then I have a $75 statement credit coming back to me. So in the end, I still paid about $25 for the leggings. But if they're great, like people say they are, I'm excited.
Your life is about to be changed if you've only ever – I don't know what brand of leggings you were previously into, but if you've never gotten into the big three, Lululemon, Fabletics, or Athleta – I've never
had any of those.
And yeah, if you've been doing like Target Old Navy leggings or something to that effect, you're never going to go back. So sorry that you just started this for yourself.
Well, good thing I have a $75 gift card 4 times a year coming my way.
There you go. There you go. Okay. And you already touched on this digital entertainment credit, but let's just dig into it a little bit. What do you use this for in your house? Hulu, you said?
Yes. So we get Hulu, ESPN, Disney Plus. It's like a bundle. You know, mm-hmm. we get all those things together for now. It doesn't cover that because that bundle cost a lot more than now $25 a month. But this credit mm-hmm. went from $20 a month to now $25 a month off of our basically our TV bill.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have cable anymore these days. It's like our cable bill, but now it's our TV digital entertainment. I guess that's what it's called now.
Does cable even exist anymore?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I have no idea. I guess someone will let us know, probably.
I think it exists. You know, I think grandmas still have it, maybe.
I just don't know why. Why would you have cable when for a fraction of the cost you could have the only things you actually want to watch?
Yeah. Some of the other things, if you don't want Hulu and ESPN Disney Plus, I would imagine a lot of people have that bundle. The New York Times, Paramount Plus, Peacock, The Wall Street Journal, YouTube TV. We did have YouTube TV for a while before. Now we're Hulu. There was a period of time that we had YouTube TV. We don't have both of them at the same time. You're kind of a one or the other thing, I feel like. Or YouTube Premium. So all of those will trigger that credit.
Okay, amazing. I wonder if the credit can be triggered by adding on channels to your Amazon Prime. I would like to look into that because I have Amazon Prime. Obviously, that includes Amazon Prime TV. But a lot of times if there's something I want to watch, I'll add the like $5.99 for PBS Masterpiece Theater per month or whatever. It would be interesting to note if that triggers that. I'll do a little research. I'll report back. Okay, next we've got the Uber One membership credit. And this is different than the Uber Cash, right?
Yes, it is different. And it's exciting because before, even though we got, say, the Uber credits, you still had to pay maybe delivery fees on our Uber Eats, you know, every month. Mm-hmm. Now you have Uber One membership. So you have $0 delivery fees on a lot of eligible restaurants and whatnot. Even on Uber credits, like Uber One stuff rides or grocery store orders, sometimes you can get 5% back or 6% back. I don't know. There's a lot. It's a membership, kind of like having Grubhub Plus or something like that. So now you have that monthly membership for free, basically.
I think that's a great – I mean, I don't have this, so I'd have to dig into it. But I do have Grubhub Plus because if you're an Amazon Prime member, it gives that to you. And one thing I've noticed there is if I'm really strategic with my lunch ordering, my pickup orders using my Grubhub credit on my Amex Gold, I've noticed that I get 5% back in the Grubhub app. So a lot of times, not only is my lunch costing me nothing, but I have a 5% credit sitting there building up that I can also take off of my total. So if I go over my $10, a lot of times it's like, you have $3. Do you want to apply that? I'm like, yes, thank you. I do. And so it feels like it's replenishing itself because not only are you earning 5% back, but you also have those credits to use. So if it allows, you know, kind of strategy like that, I can see this one being extremely valuable.
Yeah, I really like that. It's a nice touch because I did hate – we do mainly Uber Eats pickup orders at Chipotle pretty much exclusively. Yep. That's what my husband uses it for every month. But I do like that if we want something delivered, maybe we won't have the delivery fee anymore. Nice little mm-hmm. benefit.
Yeah, I love that. Apparently, on top of all of these things, you can also get a new card design. I personally don't really care about this, but some of you might really want the limited edition mirror version of the card that's available for new applicants. Also, existing cardholders, you can now request this. They will send you one. There is something kind of fun about the like heavy metal, beautiful cards. I think that it's less exciting for me because I 99% of the time am using my Apple Wallet these days.
For sure. Yeah, we don't carry the card. But it's funny because I went digging out this card to use it today so I could use that Lululemon credit. Mm-hmm. And my husband's card is somehow like broken apart and bent up. I'm like, I don't even know how you did this with this heavy metal card. It is all deformed at this point. I have no idea what happened to the card, but I guess I'll order him a new mirror design.
Oh, fancy, fancy.
The fancy just got fancier.
You sure did. I think we should also let people know what is available out there currently as far as a sign-up bonus. So obviously we know now Amex is doing this very fun thing where it's like up to and you have to apply or start the application process to see what they might offer you or use a mailer, use an email that has a targeted offer already. So let's talk a little bit about what people can expect from a sign-up bonus, what they should be keeping their eyes out for, and what the spend is.
Yes, they list on their site right now with this brand new card. If you use our referral link, for example, and there is a referral link in the show notes, it will tell you Jared has referred you. That is my husband's name. So if you click on it and you're like, why doesn't it say Mary Ellen or Joe? Well, again, it's technically my husband's referral, but it's mine. It will say as high as 175,000 membership rewards points. So it will say you need to spend $8,000 in 6 months. Thankfully, Amex often gives you a six-month window instead of a three-month window. Mm-hmm. And with the holidays coming up, you know, there's a little more spend happening and you have 6 months to do it. So $8,000 in 6 months is very reasonable, I think, especially for such a fancy card as this. So it's hard to say what offer you will get since it's only as high as 175,000. I would love if anyone uses the link, I would love to know what it approves you for. 80,000, I believe, is probably the baseline lowest. Like if you just Google the offer outright, you may see 80,000 points. But hopefully some people are getting the 175 because that is insane. That is a fantastic offer.
Yeah, I have to say that that's actually enticing to me as a person who went on a whole monologue about this $900 annual fee for 1 year at least with all of these benefits, especially if you can apply and get approved right now before the end of September and stack up on the extra credits to get yourself a full year plus a little bit, you know, get that extra credit for that extra quarter. It's honestly, far, far outweighs a $900 annual fee. So might not be the right time for everybody. Obviously, as you said, holidays are coming. That's an extra $900 you do have to spend right now. But if you've got it for at least 1 year, it makes sense to me. And then after that, you could ask for a retention offer. You could cancel. You could downgrade. There's a lot of options there. And I think it's worth looking into.
It's worked out well for us. And I actually was just asking for a retention offer or just seeing if I could get one. I got one last year. 2 years in a row is a little tricky. It does happen. Sometimes people get them. But they sent me in my conversation with them about wanting a retention offer. They said, well, you used, and they showed me the actual amount of the benefits that we used last year. Our annual fee was $695, and we used $1,001 worth of benefits. So we were in the good a little over $300 for our annual fee, which was nice. These added benefits are so good, and I know I'm going to use most of them. It honestly doubles the value. So I see myself this year, hopefully, probably using about $2,000 worth of the benefits. They advertise that it's about $3,500 worth of exclusive benefits. I think I may use about 2,000 of it, if I'm being realistic, but that's incredible. I'm going to pay this annual fee and then get $2,000 worth of value. So I do think it's worth considering. It's a big one. It's not for everybody all the time. And again, my family may not keep it forever, but if we're consistently going over the annual fee by several hundreds of dollars worth of benefits, maybe we will, because the truth is Amex is fantastic. I love their customer service. Whenever we're buying big international flights, this is the card that I want to buy it with because I trust them with their travel insurance. Go back and listen to that Amex Platinum episode we did with Ryan. We will link it in the show notes because, again, you didn't lose anything here. You only gained benefits. So what we talked about, we really dug deep in that episode into the travel insurance and those kind of benefits, the protections that this card gives you. Mm-hmm. I love Amex customer service and their protections that they offer. So this is a card. I don't know. I mean, we never intended to keep it for the long haul, but we might.
Yeah, guys. I mean, stuff we didn't even talk about is car rental protection, purchase protection, warranties, cell phone protection. We do go into all of that in our episode with Ryan, which, as Mary Ellen said, is linked. So this card has a ton of amazing perks and benefits for sure. And as we end here, I want to remind all you guys, you probably know this already, but in case you're new and you're like, well, what am I doing with those 175,000 American Express points? Why do those have a ton of value to me? Yeah, Mary Ellen, she's going to preach to you about the transfer partners and the extraordinarily outsized benefit of American Express membership rewards, in my opinion.
You guys have heard us mention, if you've ever listened to this podcast before, how much we love Rakuten and being able to earn points through Rakuten. If you have an Amex Platinum, you can earn membership rewards through your Rakuten. You can earn so many points per year that way. The Amex travel partners are great. I mean, you can get all over the world. You have Aer Lingus, Aeromexico, Air Canada, Air France KLM, ANA, Avianca Life Miles, British Airways, Cathay Pacific, Delta, for all of you Delta lovers, domestic Delta fans, Emirates, Etihad, Iberia, JetBlue, another great domestic carrier, Qantas, Qatar, Singapore, Virgin Atlantic. And then for hotels, you have Choice Privilege, which we have been talking a lot lately about how much we're loving Choice Privilege. Hilton Honors, which is
coming out next week.
Yes, that's right. We have a great episode coming up about that. Hilton, it's a 1-to-2 ratio, or sometimes there's a bonus. And Marriott is a 1-to-1 ratio. So if they just had Hyatt, come on. Come on, Amex, make a Hyatt partnership, and then you'll be the greatest. You will be the GOAT.
The GOAT. And obviously, Mary Ellen mentioned Rakuten again here. For all of you that have not dug into Rakuten yet, we have a referral code for you right now that's giving you 5,000 Amex membership rewards when you spend $50 at any of these partners. And this is not like obscure stores that you never shop at. You could literally go into Rakuten before you place your Instacart order, click on the Instacart button, and go buy $50 in groceries that you were already just going to do. And they're going to give you the equivalent of $50 cash back. If you don't have your Amex set up, you will literally get $50 cash back. If you do have it partnered, paired with your Amex account, you will get 5,000 American Express points. That is extremely valuable. That's
so good.
That's a lot. $50 is not the equivalent of 5,000 American Express rewards. Like, you can literally get several hundred dollars worth of flights for, you know, I think the lowest I've gotten it for is what, 7,000 American Express miles. So for a $400 flight. So just to give you some context there. So we have codes for this, codes for the Platinum card. We have our 30% off card pointers discount. You guys can always find all of our links and our favorite cards and all of that stuff in the show notes. And when you do this, it supports the podcast. It helps give back to us. We do this all on the side, on top of our day jobs in our very, very limited time. And we do it for free because we love you guys. Every time you guys use our links to work with one of our partners or apply for a card, it gives back to the show. And we truly cannot put into words how much we appreciate that.
We really do. Thank you guys so much. If you're excited about these benefits, be sure to tell us in the Facebook group. I want to hear what you're loving, if this makes you consider this card, or if you're like, absolutely not, I cannot do an $8.95 annual fee. no matter which way you fall on it. We would love to hear about it. We want to hear about all of your travels. We really want everyone sharing in the Facebook group. We want that to be a place where we can have community and learn from each other and encourage one another. It is a positive-only community. We like positive folks in there. So join us in the Facebook group.
Yes, absolutely. There's also a link for that in the show notes, as well as links to our Instagram. Really, anything that you are looking for, you should be able to find in the show notes below. Thank you guys for joining us today, and we will see you here next time.
Bye, guys.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.